New York State's Attorney General Eliot Spitzer has reached another settlement while investigating payola. That's when record companies exchange gifts for airplay on radio stations. Sony BMG was the first company to settle for millions of dollars. Yesterday, Spitzer settled with Warner Music Group, as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Payola is a dirty word, so it's rarely used by people at record companies and radio stations. The preferred euphemism? Promotion support. So if I'm a promotions person at a record company and you're an unethical radio station programmer, I might offer to support you for promoting a song by one of my artists. I might offer you trips for on-air prizes. Or I might offer you personally a laptop computer. Terrell Brown Clemens is New York's Assistant Deputy Attorney General. She says the gifts were sometimes mundane, a Home Depot gift card or station maintenance.
Let's say, for example, they needed to have a van repainted. Well, the labels were paying the bill to have that taken care of in order to secure airplay for their songs.
Some New York stations were found to be especially good at getting promotion support.
106.7 KISS FM.
WKGS Rochester, WKKF Albany, and WWHT Syracuse all happen to be owned by Clear Channel. But Terrell Brown Clemens says pervasive give and take now characterizes the entire music industry.
It goes across labels. It goes across radio conglomerates.
This is potentially the most systematic and widespread abuse of FCC rules in the history of American broadcasting.
Federal Communications Commissioner Jonathan Adelstein is not just talking about Warner Music Group. After the Sony BMG settlement this summer, Adelstein helped launch the commission's investigation into payola. He says broadcasters are serving the music industry at the expense of their listeners.
So the public has no idea that the reason this material's on the air is not because it's the best the radio station could find, but because whoever is promoting it had the biggest ad budget.
No one from Warner Music Group was willing to comment, but a written statement said the company initiated internal reforms earlier this year. The New York State Attorney General's office says the investigation continues, with the remaining two major labels headed for possible settlements as well. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.